know, it's a miscue and then it's this, then it's
that. Well, hopefully on the other end of the line now should be Lee from Farnborough. So this is something that we've been looking forward to for a few weeks now. But finally, hopefully this is Lee. Hello, Lee.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Not too bad. And it's lovely to finally be able to get to speak to you after two full starts, I think we could call it, can we?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. yeah, couldn't talk last time because of the FA wouldn't allow me, so...
So, I mean, I suppose everybody, you know, I know there's sort of a sort of, shall we say, like the Farnborough story or whatever else, but I mean, is there, can you explain now exactly what the situation is and why the issue came up in the first place?
What, regarding why I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody?
Well, I mean, literally the Farnborough situation at the start of the season and the reasons why, you know, you wasn't allowed to play for a certain period of time and that sort of side of it?
It was just basically, we was asked to postpone the first couple of games through the league. We agreed to that, obviously just due to the CBA and bits and pieces. And basically we end up obviously playing on Saturday once everything's been resolved.
Mm. So, I mean, with that sort of situation and around that sort of CBA and then having to pay the money to the league, I mean, that must have been a difficult situation to be in, because I know, you know, Harlow here, we've just come out of our CBA, you know, last week, and, you know, which is, you know, a joyous time as it will be for you guys when it comes around for you as well. But it's, that must have been very, very difficult to try and be coming out of a CBA and then, or going into a CBA and then the league sort of then coming forward and saying, well, look, we need this amount of bond to be able to let you play in our league.
I mean, to do with the CBA and all that, I don't get involved in it at all. It's my job and the gaffer's job just to get the players ready for the start of the season. And then if we could play, we would have played straight away. We was ready. And obviously it was a case that we couldn't. We had to wait four weeks, before we started on Saturday. So to do with the CBA, I don't get involved in it at all. It's just concentrate with the players and crack on with them, really.
So, I mean, I know my normal co-host is the manager down at VCD, and Keith McMahon, who, of course, you were supposed to be playing first game of the season.
Yeah.
So now I know he's got a real bee in his bonnet, and I think he's quite glad that he's not here tonight, if I'm honest, because you managed to, might have been fired a few more questions from him. But I mean, I think one of the things he has said before was to me is he feels, you know, with the situation that's gone on and all the rest of it, a little bit like, you know, people, I think the league have turned around and said, if you play this team on this night and you play them on this one, then basically you play them in quick succession. So a bit like we play Barkingside on a Monday night, they come to us next Tuesday on a Tuesday night. And of course, one of the things he's saying is, well, look, you know, we've just been playing them on a Saturday. You know, now all of a sudden now we've got to play them on a Tuesday night. You know, we've got more players come in since that date because they haven't been able to play any games, but they've got some extra players in since when we're supposed to have been playing them. And I mean, I think one of the things he turned around to me, he said, well, surely it's got to be fair that they only played the team that they would have played against me in the first place.
I mean, it was taken out of our hands. So, yeah, I can understand the frustration with the teams that we were supposed to have played prior to us playing on Saturday. But, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we, as a team, have done nothing wrong. We've tried to get the team together the best that we can in the circumstances that we was under. And like I said, we was ready to play VCD on the Saturday, but unfortunately we weren't allowed to.
Yeah. So, I mean, how does that affect the squad itself, though? I mean, you know, it must have been very difficult, you know, that the season starts, what, on the 8th of August, and all of a sudden now, you know, you're not playing a game until, you know, the end of August, you know, beginning of September. I mean, you know, I know you played a few friendlies and stuff like that, but how do you then go back to those players and say, look, sorry guys, but from stuff that's nothing to do with us, we can't play at the moment. You know, it must have been very, very difficult to see all the other teams, you know, kicking off and away we go.
It's a nightmare on football terms. Trying to keep the players motivated after 2 weeks. We're going to play next week. We're going to play next week. Just getting friendlies into them. That's all we could do, really. We were lucky enough to play, I think in the last 3 weeks, we played Gosport on the Monday night at our ground. They played 4 or 5 first team players. We had a good result against them. We beat them 5-0. And then we played a week later. We had Wealdstone, drew 1-1 with those, the complete first team squad that Gordon put out. And then obviously straight into the game on Saturday. So it is hard. Because you can look at it on two sides, really. Obviously, we wasn't able to play VCD and the other teams, but they've kind of gained advantage on us in a way where they're now match fit, they're up to speed, we're still catching up. We're nowhere near match fit yet. It'll probably take another 2 or 3 weeks before we're up to speed with everyone else in the league, really. So it's kind of had its effect on our team as much as it has on other teams that we're supposed to have played, I would have thought.
So, I mean, what's the... I mean, is it a case of targets and so forth? Is it targets that you was looking or are looking to bounce straight back on, you know, in the league? Or is there going to be, you know, as you go on with the issues, you know, that on the other side of it that could affect you getting players in or having to let players go as you go along? I mean, are you still in that sort of sticky situation where you might have to say, well, look, you know, I can't afford you to play today, you know, whatever else? Or, you know, what is that sort of situation for you? Well, I mean, are you under that sort of pressure still?
No, I mean, me and the gaffer, we have a set budget, playing budget, which is, believe me or not, for a club like Farnborough, is minimal. It has been for the last three and a half years. So we stick to that budget from the start to the end. And as you know, if you've got non-contracted players and they're not performing, you feel you can send them out on loan or dual register them to try and get another one in, then that's just the usual pattern that any manager takes. But it's just a case of trying to have a good season, trying to get the good feel factor back into Farnborough amongst the fans. We've turned a corner, and it's about building the club back up, getting a team that everyone wants to come and watch. And basically, we're really looking forward to the future, really, forward to the season in the Ryman's Premier, and just having a good season. And it's literally, that's all we're trying to do this year.
I mean, as you say, it must be very difficult. I mean, are you pleased with the signings that you've made, though? I mean, you know, the new players you've brought in. Do you feel are they players that, you know, the players that you have brought in, are they sort of Ryman level players that have been in that league before and know how to get out of it, or are they higher up players from maybe the national league?
Just we've got, obviously, I don't know how much you know about the squad we've got at the moment. We've got a couple of boys in from Cheltenham, Harry and Bobby playing up top. We've got them till January the 2nd on loan, with a view to extend it after to the end of the season. We've got Nick Orford in, who was at Portsmouth last year. He finished off the last 6-7 weeks at Havant with Lee over there. He plays in central midfield. I'm trying to think who else, who's off the standard or higher. And there's a few others that we've got in. We've got Nicholas Brown in. He spent the last 10 years at Leyton Orient. We've signed him. He's our player. He's not on loan or anything like that. So we've got some good players. Mm. But it's a hard league.
Yeah.
We're not under any illusions whatsoever. It's a hard, tough league, physical league, and it's a lot of games in this league. It's more than what's in the Conference South. So we're under no illusions. We just want to have a good season.
So was it great to get the first game out of the way, though?
You know what? I was like a kid on Christmas Eve on Friday night. Couldn't wait. Depressing, really, to be honest with you, leading up to that, trying to get the game, start the games. So, yeah, no, really happy. Was happy with the result. Wasn't happy with the performance at all. We played poorly compared to how we can play. But, we won 5-1, but they had their... player sent off, didn't they, after about 20 minutes. So.
Yeah, and it's and of course then you had Burgess Hill, and of course Burgess, who had a fantastic season last year, and sort of was that a bit of a surprise?
That, basically, I don't know if you've seen the game or seen the highlights, we went 1-0 down to a cracking goal at 25 yards, top bin, great goal, and then we pulled it back. Harry Williams got a penny, I think about 10 minutes later. We've put that away, gone in 1-1 at half time again, not playing well at all. Come out the second half, made a change at the second half, and young Nathan Chambers has got through just on the left hand side of the 18 yard box, and he's been taken down inside the box. The ref has given a free kick when it was clearly, we looked on the replay on the website, clearly inside the box, so obviously we're not happy. He gives the defender a yellow card, which is he's the last man, in my opinion. Everyone else, he should get a red. But then there's a little scuffle between one of their players and our left wing back. And our left wing back, yeah, he deserved a red card. He got a straight red. So from thinking we're going to get a penalty and one of their boys may be sent off, to completely turning on its head, our player off and a free kick.
Yeah.
So 35 minutes to go, including extra time. So injury time, sorry. So, yeah, it completely turned. And we're getting on top. I think in that 10 minutes in the second half, we started to play the ball a bit better, started to get them, and it just turned its the game on its head, really. So it was 10 men and better than the hatches and try and see out a draw and nick a win at the end of the game. But, yeah, so, yeah, we kind of weren't happy about that.
It's sort of like, it's got to that sort of stage, isn't it, where, you know, you've waited ages and ages and ages, and I think it's a bit like my nan used to say to me, you know, like London buses, they always come, you know, come in twos and threes, and all of a sudden you've gone from playing, sort of, just counted up 12 pre-season games, which has got to be a Guinness Book of Records job on its own, and then come into it and play sort of like, you know, two games in 2 days, and then, you know, you get sort of like 4 or 5 days rest, and you go, give me two games in 2 days, and, you know, Met Police and probably somebody you played last year in Staines as well, so it's you know, that must take a lot out of the legs as well, the players.
Well, I mean, we play our home midweek games on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 36, 37, 38 hours between games on the Saturday and the Monday. But it is what it is. We know what we've got to do. We've got to get a squad that can deal with that, because we're going to have two games a week probably for the next 2 or 3 months. To catch up with all the other games. So, we're under no illusions, really. Yeah. We just have to knuckle down and get on with it.
And, of course, you've got... I mean, what... And it's going to set people out there will be wondering why I'm asking this question, but there is a reason behind it. What conditions the pitch been in as well? Because, of course, it must be difficult as well. I mean, you must have either be difficult with the playing surface, or you must have a fantastic groundsman there, because, of course, you also have... Reading ladies playing there during the summer as well.
Yeah, the pitch is like a carpet. Mm. It's Reading have done an amazing job on it. Reading ladies only play 10 home games on it. So, I mean, a credit to the groundsman from Reading. It's probably the best it's been since about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm. So, is that the case? And I know it's the case at Boreham Wood as well, where, you know, Arsenal are, and I assume it may be the same against your opponents on Monday as well with Staines, because they've got Chelsea there.
Staines is a lovely pitch, yeah.
Yeah. So, the actual sort of professional club look after the ground as such.
They look after the pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. To do with the actual club, it's all volunteers that work at the club. It's an amazing job what they've done over the last 2 years. Mm. Like, just incredible. When the clubs come down to Farnborough, I mean, it is a big club for non-league. It's got a lot of history, good and bad, I suppose. But it's a credit to the people of Farnborough, just the way that the club is. It's lovely. It's great going there on a Saturday or a Monday night for your games. It's an honour to be involved there, to be honest with you.
Mm. I know it's a question that you probably can't answer or whatever else, but is there any thoughts, you know, in the back of the mind, you know, with everything that has gone on, that, you know, is it going to be a case that you are going to be okay for the rest of the season plan-wise, or is there things in the back of your mind, and you don't have to, you know, I'm not asking you to...
In which way do you mean, like, plan-wise?
Well, I mean, is it going to be an issue, you know, would you get to an issue where maybe, you know, something goes wrong somewhere along the lines with... I know you don't deal with the CBA and stuff like that, but is there stuff like that that could go wrong, that someone sort of comes up to you and says, look, you know, it's a bit of an issue here, we're running out of money, or a bit like what was said to us here at Harlow?
No, not at all. It's the Ryman's League have given their order, which is, it's been obviously documented in the public, and it's a case of that's what the situation is, and we just get on with the football. And just get on with the season. Mm. There's no problems with us as a club in the league playing until the end of the season at all.
Mm. So is it? Is it a case with when certain teams? I mean, if you're in the national leagues, mm-hmm. And you know, no disrespect, my club's two divisions away from that, mm-hmm. you know, long way away, but. When you play in the National League, do you have more players on contract in the National League or conference, as people would know it, than, say, just non-contracted players? And does that move about a little bit when you come down? I'm not just for yourself, but not for Staines really. As well. I mean, do you still have to same amount on contract?
We've probably got a few less this year, but that's not because we've said, oh, right, we're only going to get this many on contract. It's you contract the players that you feel that you need to contract, because, i.e., they're too good for the level, or there's a chance that someone's going to try and take them with a seven-day approach. So it's just like anywhere, you just try and protect your assets, really. And then the rest, you've got some players that don't want a contract. You know what I mean? I mean, our budget is really small, So if players are on minimal money each week, it's a bit ridiculous putting them on some contracts.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. As I said before, I mean, it's going to be, I suppose, different places to go and visit. I mean, is there one of those, when you looked at the fixtures beforehand with yourself and the manager and the committee there, is there matches there that you look at and go, that's the one I'm really looking forward to? When is it? Do you know what I mean? Have you got one like that that's there that's a game that you look forward to?
Well, I've got a few friends through football at Kingstonian, so, and it's only up the road from me. I live up the road from Kingstonian's ground, so I mean, I look forward to that, seeing some of the boys that I know there.
And that's FA Cup as well. You've got them as well.
Yeah, we've got them in the FA Cup, so that'll be interesting. I say that one sticks out. Obviously, Staines. We know Staines quite well. They've been in the conference or national itself for the last few years with those guys there. Who else really? I mean, Hendon. I'm looking forward to Hendon. I know Gary there, so that'd be, and Steve at Tonbridge. So yeah, I mean, just clubs really personally that I know the managers there or players there. It'd be nice to go to them grounds.
I've just got Carl's with me. He's just got a couple of bits for you.
Cool.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Lee. Just listening in. I mean, obviously with Farnborough, it's going to be tough on the fans, obviously not knowing the club's stability, but sometimes these sort of things can have a really positive effect on the club. A lot of times, you know, the club's fans naturally rally round when it seems like you're up against it. Has that been the case? Have the fans sort of been offering to help behind the scenes?
I mean, to do with the volunteers that run the club, and it's literally, it's a volunteer basis that everyone works at the club. It is a really good atmosphere. At the moment, when we came out on Saturday, the fans, I think we had about 300 fans there, and that was really really good to see. They were really vocal, and it was a good feel. So I'm just really positive, really, that we can get past what we've had in the past. The Rhymers League have made their decision, and as far as I'm concerned, we've drawn a line under it. I mean, if we get to the end of the season and we stay in the league, brilliant. If we get to the end of the season and we've had a good season and we end up getting relegated one step, then we just have to deal with that and put a strong side together for next year and come up if that's the situation at that time. But, it's a good feel around here at the moment. And I just want all the fans that have been away for whatever reason just to come back, because it's a great club, a great non-league club.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've only played a couple of games this season, but how have the opposition sort of fans and teams sort of spoken of your plight? Have they been very supportive of you, sort of glad this is all out of the way, we can get back to football? Have they been inquisitive a bit?
I mean, I obviously personally, not for no reason, but don't really get to speak to the fans when we're at games. Obviously, we're there to do a job and we're just concentrating on the game. But generally, just through hearsay, everyone's happy that we've sorted it out and we're up and running. So it's been we've been welcomed with both clubs that we played. So it's been no negative that I've personally seen at all.
Yeah, and it's a good opportunity as well, just looking at the fixtures, obviously, for yourselves at home to Met Police, a team sort of fairly close to yourselves, mm-hmm. league position-wise, and mm-hmm. with the league having actually the two teams below you playing each other, if you can get a little run together over the next 4 or 5 days, you could easily, you know, be heading towards middle table. So,
yeah, it's early days, chance. Isn't it? As you know, you could go on a good run now and go on a bad run over Christmas and the New Year and be fighting relegation. So it's just about basically getting the team together, getting them working well together, working hard on the pitch, and fingers crossed, and the results are come.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, wishes all, you know, all the best with it. I mean, it's, as you say, it's great to have a set of fans that, you know, to sort of, you know, get behind it. And again, as tough as it's been for everybody there, it's just one of those things. I suppose the fans are all sort of like talking and all the rest of it, and all they want to do is just see you back playing football. And I must, I mean, one of the things for me was, I know it sounds a stupid thing, it's, you're concentrating on the realm of football that we do on the show and all the rest of it. And when you sort of start looking at the end of the season and start seeing probably one of only a few famous sort of like non-league teams, you know, in yourselves, and to see that, you know, that he was that sort of well, he was down at the bottom of the table in the conference. And I was quite sort of shocked. And is it a case then, it must be harder for Farnborough than probably a lot of the others. I mean, I know there's been people that have, you know, that have come, Cray Wanderers and a few others that have come there, Tonbridge Angels that have come down and not sort of bounced straight back up and mm-hmm. even dropped down again. But it must be even harder for yourselves in that plight of being, you know, first of all, you've got the relegation, then you had all the other issues on top of that. It must be very, very difficult to try and get the boys' heads up, shall we say, especially the boys that were there with you last year, to try and get round. And you've got to be sort of have a really sort of strong management team there and a really good strong structure in the club to be able to sort of pick those boys up and say, look, come on guys, we can do this. Do you know what I mean? After all that, you know, everything is sort of one after another, isn't it? It's like a pack of cards falling down one at a time. Must have been very difficult.
Well, yeah, I mean, we only kept two players from last year. We kept Nathan Chambers, who's come through the academy, and CJ Fern, who also came through the academy the year before. And we basically just built a new team. And it's a case that, I mean, obviously we don't play at Wembley, but on a non-league kind of platform, it's a great, great stadium to play in. And the facilities are very, very good. So, I mean, to get the boys up for playing for Farnborough, it's not that hard at all. Because they want to play in a pitch or in a stadium like we have. And it's just about getting the right characters, really, isn't it? Like with anything. I mean, last season, it was probably the toughest season I've ever experienced in football, playing or in management or assistant manager at Farnborough. It's just, it was a hard, hard season. But it's I mean, you can't back to it because it's been stated so many times, but it's... The budget for last year was just it's relegation budget, and it's that simple. It doesn't matter if you're Jose Mourinho, you're going to struggle because at the end of the day, good players want good money. Mm. It's that simple. It's we had a very young team, which would just they tried, but we tried everything, but it was just one of them things that we end up getting relegated.
Mm. I say it must have been tough, as you say, definitely tough on yourself and the manager there as well. I mean, how did you pick yourselves up? Do you know what I mean? You know, to try and go again, and as you said, you've then got to go out and try and, you know, sort of build a side, a completely brand new side to sort of to get on and play. And you know, it must have been, you know, a bad time for you guys. And then what with everything going on, you don't know what's going on. And how do you even then sort of go out and? If you've got, I don't know if it's a situation where if you've got sort of chief scouts or if you go out yourselves to go to other teams, because it must have been that sort of situation thinking, well, who do we go out and scout? Because we don't know when we're going to start playing.
Yeah, I mean, you get to the end of the season, you're relegated, and obviously it's not a good feeling by any stretch of imagination. But it's just a case, the old cliche, you just dust yourself off and start again. Obviously, you get a few weeks off, which is probably all in all about 2 weeks in the end, because obviously, again, you're starting to, you know, players, you know, kind of players that you would want in your team, that you've been around or you've played against you or you've had previously, or and we just start building from there, really. And again, with the off-field situation, you just try to block that out and not let that in, get involved in what you want to do and what you're trying to do for the team and for the club, really.
Everybody here wishes you, you know, all the best for the rest of the season. But I mean, again, it's going to be that sort of different situation. I mean, how? I suppose it'll be very difficult. You said you've got to catch up. What, four games is it now? Four games.
Four or five. Yeah.
And you know, you've got, you know, I know we were talking a couple of years ago with the likes of Guernsey trying to catch games up and all these other different teams pulling up. You know, it must be big pressure, I suppose, on that groundsman already. You know, when you look at it and you go, well, hang on a minute, we've got four or five games to catch up on already and we haven't even hit the winter yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've won one, we've lost one. We won the first one, we didn't play well at all. Second one, we didn't really play well in the first half, coming at 1-1. And then, obviously, the game turned, like I said, through circumstances, and we haven't played well. So, I mean, I'm confident once we start playing well and start playing to the levels that I know that the team can play and individuals can play to, then we'll pick up points. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Mm. Where we will finish in the table, we'll know, obviously, the end of April.
Yeah.
I'm very, very confident we'll have a good season. I'm not saying we're going to go and win the league by any stretch of imagination, but we'll have a much better season than we did last year.
Mm.
And like I say, we're in a different place than we was last year. We're in a different place than we was a week and a half ago, because we're playing games now and we can get on with the league and do what we love doing, going to football matches and trying to win them.
So, I mean, I'm away sort of a little bit from Farmer, but I mean, how do you know how the sort of link up with Reading Women came about, with them playing at Farnborough?
Yeah. It came through our chairman, is Simon Gardner. He knows a few people at Reading. I knew a couple of people at Reading. A few years ago, they came to us and asked, and initially I think it was we turned it down, and then I think the next season we said, you know what, why not, let's try it, and it just went from there, basically. Mm.
The only reason I ask is because I'm an Arsenal ladies season ticket, so it's one of those things where you look at it and you know, we head down to Boreham Wood all the time, and
yeah,
of course you'd love a team. We had Millwall Lionesses play down here against Watford ladies just off a WSL game, mm-hmm, not so long ago, and it's just fantastic to see the response that you get, you know, from the paying public, I suppose, you know, yeah, for people coming in to actually watch those games, yeah, and you know, you must have, you know, probably one of the biggest up-and-coming English international stars in Frank Kirby playing down there week in, week out must have been great to sit and watch.
Tried to sign her.
why not? I tell you.
put a few away. No, I've been down to a couple of games last season. I've not been down over the summer this season. Obviously, it's been busy trying to sort out the team for the forthcoming season. But, yeah, I mean, they get a good crowd down there, and they play some good football. I was really impressed. I really enjoyed watching them, but I mean, it's what we get out of it is a great pitch. Reading are there with the ladies, which is good for the club and the surrounding areas for people to come and watch them. And it's just been a positive thing that's happened, really, since they've come to Farnborough.
Listen, Lee, I really do, you know, really are thankful for you for coming on tonight, and it's been great. And we do wish you all the very, very best for the season, and hope that everything on and off the pitch goes the way that yourself and everybody else at Farmer wants it to go. So wish you all the very, very best for the rest of the year.
Thank you for having me on.
No worries, Lee. Thanks for what you do, mate. Bye-bye.